Hello everybody, this is Danilo from PeaceFanarchism.com out here in the beautiful heart of nature, the spontaneous order that surrounds us all. So today I want to talk about Thanksgiving and Black Friday, as this is a time when people find it acceptable to criticize what they call consumer materialism. And it's very common for people to shrug their shoulders and lift up their noses at those people that want to partake in the massive discounts of business owners and purchase some things that they otherwise could not purchase. Now, the way I look at this is, I think it's a beautiful thing. I think that we have progressed as a human species to such a level of comfort and luxury that we are actually inundated with abundance. We are flooded with excess things to make us happy. For most of human history, we have been wanting. We have been suffering from privation. Right? For centuries, kings, queens, and emperors could not have enjoyed such luxuries as what the poor, as defined by today, enjoy. Very basic things: air conditioning, clothing, shoes, cars, refrigeration, electricity, indoor plumbing, sanitary practices. And so we have developed machines and industries and factories to be so efficient as to be afforded by the so-called poor of today. Cell phones, the internet. And it's amazing to me that there are people that would die. They would actually trample each other to get into a Walmart or a Target to purchase these things, regardless if they need it or not. It doesn't matter if they need it. It's their money. It's their currency. They earned it. They can buy what they wish. That is not the primary evil to be attempting to topple or destroy or discredit. There are much worse things to attack, much worse ideologies, much more dangerous and destructive belief systems. The initiation of force, namely statism, the belief in authority, is one such ideology that has wreaked havoc and is continuing to wreak havoc, although it is diminishing and decreasing. I think the more information is being transferred at lightning speeds across the interwebs and the cyber ether, the quicker will be the transformation and the realization that people all over the globe simply want peace. They just want to raise their kids, feed their family, educate their kids well, to be decent, moral, compassionate human beings. That's what we all share. People with all nationalities, all religions, all creeds, all genders, all races. So the enemy is not Black Friday. That is actually one of the crowning achievements. I would rather people stampede to get toasters and TVs and cell phones and computers than stampede as an army to annihilate each other for idiotic and absurd beliefs. That is not even an evil. That is the sign of unimaginable prosperity that we are only at the very beginning of. The beautiful thing about the human mind is that we can take raw resources from the earth and with our sweat, blood, and tears transform them into usable goods and services that make our fellow brothers and sisters much, much happier and more comfortable. That is the miracle. Black Friday, I know most people would hate to believe, is a wonderful thing, not to be hated. And the very fact that people would come all over the world to the United States for Black Friday, now what does that say about those countries? And about the economies, and about the regulations and taxes in those countries. If these people are willing to travel for a consumer-created holiday, that's an amazing thing. That's really an amazing thing. That is voting with your dollars, voting with your feet. That is how to render destructive and harmful regimes dead and obsolete. We have to understand what is our clear enemy. It's not discounts. It's not Target. It's not Walmart. There are much greater, more significant evils to battle. Focus your efforts where they will do the most good. Make sure you're not wasting your time. You all have limited amount of time, limited resources, limited energy. Put them to good use. Make the world a better place. Create something that people envy, that people want, that people are willing to give you money for. The difference between the marketplace and the state is, I'm sure you've all seen that meme. The marketplace says, shut up and take my money. And the state says, shut up and give me your money. It's a massive difference. And it's one that we should not forget. It's the difference between a mugging and charity. Thank you very much. This is Danilo from PeaceFanarchism.com. Enjoy nature.